I'm Mo Banion. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Cold heart and a doubtful mind. I have known a few myself, and the gal that loved me half as much as she loved somebody else. You wrote midnight. We never met, I know, and yeah, I know you well, my friend. And if ever I get to heaven on high,
Mo Bandy's walked in, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really good to be here. I understand Gene Watson was just here. Is that right?
Yeah, Gene was here, and he told me the TV show you're putting together,
yes.
Gene and Mo.
Yes.
Or is it Mo and Gene?
It's Mo and Gene.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It should be. Yeah.
But we're having a great time, and Gene and I are good friends. And we're so glad to see everybody here in Nashville, and we just had lunch with a whole bunch of entertainers and DJs from around the world, and what a thrill that is.
It's so good. I mean, you're a big favorite to the UK audiences, and we love playing your music all the time, and we just like to see you back over there sometime.
Well, I need to come back. I really love the folks in the UK, and they've been so good to me, and they know music of mine that I don't know. You know, people, they know who wrote it and who published it and everything else, and it's always a thrill to go and perform for people that know your music, you know. But I hope to be back soon.
You've had over 40 top 10 hits. Just rattle off a few of those big hits to so we can remember.
Well, I had Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. I had Someday Soon. I had Bandy the Rodeo Clown, Cheating Situation, Good Old Boys, Holding a Bag with Joe. We've had a bunch of them. I had Barstool Mountain, and Hank Williams wrote My Life, and God, that's what makes Jukebox play.
And, such great songs, you know, and it's that traditional country style that I think Europeans still love. And you know, I mean, the new stuff's good for the new people, but you know, we still like our country.
I miss the Wembley Festival when we used to come over and do those big package shows and Boy, they were so much fun. We had a ball. I wish we could get that going again. We need to get it started again.
Now, you had a song with Joe, which was a parody of Boy George's song.
Right. We had Joe come to me one day, and he said, you know, my son wrote a song. And I said, well, if your son wrote the song, we should record it. And he started playing it to me, and I said, now, I'm going to tell you right now, Joe, I am not wearing a dress, so let's get that straight right now. So anyway, we were putting on the dresses, and I said, Joe, I think I changed my mind, but it was so silly. But we recorded that, and we got in a lawsuit with Boy George because of the intro to that song.
Yeah.
And so we had to pay some money, but we had a great time, and we won Video of the Year.
No, it was great. I was talking to Tony Stampley a little while ago because we've been promoting him over in the UK, and
right.
We had a number one with Tony.
Right.
One of his, of course, he's writing for Hank Jr. all the time, and
right.
Great, great writer. And he was telling me that story, and
yeah.
It's just so funny.
Yeah. Tony is. That's one reason I said if Tony wrote it, well, it's good. And but boy, what a great singer and songwriter he is. One of the best. I'm Mo Banion. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Oh, I saw it on the TV, and I thought it was a shame. It was a man dressed like a woman, and he had a boy's name. Well, I heard it on the radio while I was in the tub. Now, Joe, what in the world is this thing they call the Culture Club? Well, it's some old boy from England, Mo, and he's making $1 million.
Joe, we'll never make $1 million driving these old trucks.
Too many nights of drinking, losing football bets. Lately, we'd do anything to get us out of debt. Where's the dress?
Them high-heeled shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools.
We might close the bars down, cause a few arrests.
But if it makes some money,
tell me where's the dress.
Well, I'll hire me a nurse to tote my purse, and I'll keep it full of beer.
Yeah, and I'll have a girl to drive my truck, and one to tease my hair.
We can still go fishing, wear our old blue jeans. When it comes to showtime, we'll be country queens.
Where's the dress?
Give me them high-heeled shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools.
We might pull the bars down, cause a few arrests.
If it makes some money, tell me where's the dress?
Where's the dress? Now, Mo, let's get on down to the store and get some lipstick and some rouge.
Where's the dress? Hey, Joe, why don't we do this thing up right and get some of them ostrich plumes?
You know,
where's the dress?
I was wondering if they made a pink pump in a size 12, Mo.
Where's the dress? You don't think that old boy from England shaves his legs, do you, Joe?
Where's the dress? Well, I don't know, Mo, but it'd take a bush hog to cut the hair off our legs.
Where's the dress? Boy, I can sit now. Boy Mo, Boy Joe, and the Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-uh, Mo.
Where's the dress?
I don't think old Roy would like that at all. Uh-uh, no. No way, Mo.
Where's the dress? I can't wait to see you, Joe, in one of them cross your heart brassieres. Yeah.
Where's the dress? I tell you what, Mo.
Have you recorded anything new lately? Have you got some new material?
I've got a new album. Jimmy Capps produced the new album. I'm very excited about it. I had the Oak Ridge Boys sing on there with me, and then I had Ricky Skaggs sing with me, and the Riders in the Sky. We did a couple of Western songs in there. And so it should be out hopefully in about a month from now. We're very excited about it.
Is it all new songs?
It's all new songs. We shopped for a long time looking for those good songs, and we feel like we found them, yeah.
Well, when you get a copy, let me have one, and we can continue playing Mo Bandy in the UK.
Oh, that would be great. I will definitely do that. I've got a song that Bill Anderson wrote for me. It's on the new album, and it's called I've Done Everything Hank Williams Did But Die. And man, it is. We're so excited. I just saw Bill a while ago, and he's asked me all about it. And it's on the new album.
Mo, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and look forward to seeing you again. Last time I saw you was in Branson as well, so it's a brilliant place. Are you still there?
I live in Branson, but I don't perform there that much. Actually, only two times. I'm doing a show in May with Johnny Lee, and then in October I do one with Joe. But I've been touring, got me a bus again, and the band, and all. We've been out on the road traveling, and I love it.
Is Joe okay now? Because I understand he had some surgery.
Joe had a 5-way bypass on his heart, and he's doing very well. He's coming around, he's exercising, and doing good.
Yeah, well, give him my best.
I sure will. Sure will.
Mo Bandy, thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Hi, I'm Mo Bandy, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo ground. The cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all. The bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bone. The tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all. The bulls and the Bronx knew I was bald. The ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.